Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We're starting. Ready? What is this? Like a slow clap?
I want to give five claps.
Okay.
In case any one didn't work, you can choose a different clap to set up your audio.
No, they say you need one big clap so that you can line up the audio in the video. This is like our 15th or 17th week. How are you still not understanding this?
You got my joke. I'm clapping for you now, not for the audio.
Thanks.
Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
Speed talk.
Why are you speed talking?
Because people play the podcast on 1x5.
Really?
So every now and again, I'm going to talk really fast. Just mess them up.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. You want to listen to me on 1x5? I'll show you to listen to me on 1x5. I'm just going to keep changing my speed all episode.
Do you think people really listen to us on 1.5?
Do you not listen to any podcast on not 1.5?
I don't listen. The only thing that I've listened to on 1.5 is that book that I'm listening to.
I listen to our podcast on 1.5.
You do?
No, of course. I can't listen to us for so long. Nobody had time for that.
Tell people that.
Yeah, so I'm countering it.
Okay, well, do you know?
I think you should listen on 4x5. Until you get to this part, and then you're going to get really screwed because you won't understand anything if you put on 4x speed, sucker! Why did it just sound like that? What was that?
The Hangover?
The Hangover.
Do you think anybody listens to it on 0.5?
No.
Like super slow? No. Does that?
But today I think you should, because it'll be very helpful for you to understand what we're saying. This message has been brought to you by... Do we have an advertiser this episode?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay, good. I can really mess around. So what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about work. Work, 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 work. Semi have a work, 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 work.
Who's he?
He.
Semi who what?
He say me have to work.
Work.
Work. Work, work, work,
but
work.
Who said that to you?
Her boyfriend, her husband, her lover, whoever he is.
You are sitting here in pajamas.
Yes.
And you decided today's the time to talk about work.
Yes.
I'm sitting here in a button shirt.
You took off your full tie. I was
very well prepared for this episode.
Yep.
And you came in your PJs.
Absolutely. This is one of the benefits of work from home.
No.
Yes.
Because even when I work from home,
yeah,
I don't wear silk pajamas.
You don't have silk pajamas. That's a you thing.
That's true. But I think
yeah,
it's one of the benefits of being your own boss.
And working from home.
You can be your own boss and go to the office in your pajamas if you want.
I could wear this on a call.
You could wear wherever you want, lady. This is your business.
This is true.
You could do whatever you want.
But I think even if I put this with a pair of jeans, it'd be cute. I could wear this to, like, the office.
You don't have an office. This isn't. We're in your office.
I had an office. I could wear it to my office.
It doesn't have to be cute. It's your business. You can show up in an ugly pajama and no one will. They'll be like, oh, I don't know why
ugly.
I work here.
It's really cute.
Why is it? Stained.
It's not stained. Stop. What? We're not talking about
it. Why are you holding yourself so? Like, stop. You stop. Look what you're doing now. You're making people uncomfortable. She's holding her boobies very closely. Nothing's going to come out now.
That's I told you that in confidence.
You said.
I asked you, does it look like away. I have a stain on it?
I just wanted you to know I'm not being indecent this whole episode staring there. It's because there's ketchup.
It's not ketchup.
You work from home. You eat from home. You drop from home.
No, it's not ketchup. I put on a brand new pair of pajamas.
Oh, for the show.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for getting dressed.
I did.
For participating with us.
And then I dropped my foundation on this thing when I was getting my makeup on.
So you put makeup and pajamas on to go to work.
Yes, I did.
See? High five to you. This is your business. You do whatever the hell you want. High five to it's me. Night. What am I doing? Put on my pajamas, put a full face of makeup. Then what? Why you do things backwards sometimes? It's cool.
Because
and then during the whole day, you wear no makeup.
Yes.
And you wear jeans and a shirt and you go out. And at night, full pajama, makeup, go to bed.
Do you know how many people watch our podcast when I'm sitting at home? Nobody watches.
So many people watch our podcast now.
I know. Like it's at least
thank you.
17.
Thank you, all of you, for watching 1,000
times
each.
Thank you.
All 17 of you popping in 1,000 views.
Our podcast is making, you know, it's not waves, but little
I think you should
puddles.
Send this podcast to anyone who you really think needs to listen to this podcast.
Yes.
You thought I was going to do something devious. And I was just like, no, I stayed right in my lane.
Okay, you could.
If you get joy from this podcast, you a sucker.
You should send this podcast to anybody you think would enjoy it.
Yeah. You know what's missing?
What?
Like an alcoholic clock. Beverage.
Oh, yes, like a
because
martini.
Because then you would look like you really have just things have figured
crazy
out for
priorities.
You or you've just completely lost complete sense of what's normal anymore.
But why do I need a drink in my hand?
No, just to make you look more crazy. That's
I
all.
Would love a cup
like
of
a cigar.
Coffee.
Love a cigar in one hand and like a fluffy cat.
I brought my fluffy
slippers.
Of course
you did.
I know.
This
I'm
is it.
Ready for this episode.
So this episode is just us showing you how we look at work.
No, this
we're not
is,
talking. Just
we're
come
talking
see.
About work.
Okay, how would I interview with you if this was the job? You would show up like
I
this.
I already
in a pajama.
Have the job.
No, I want to work for you.
Oh.
I come to the interview.
I would put on.
What would you
clothes.
Say? Why? You say, hey. So let's pretend this is an interview.
Okay.
Go ahead, ask the first question. I'm just sitting here. I want
Why
a job.
Are you interested in working with us?
You look like a very unique company
uh-huh.
that allows you to be your authentic self.
Yes.
And I'm very, very just drawn to the fact that I can just be me.
Oh, amazing.
I too want to drop ketchup on my shirt and come to work.
Not ketchup.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What do you think that you can bring to the table if you work with our company?
More alcohol for you, cats, detergent, Tide pens. Am I hired?
No.
What you're... job was I even applying for?
I don't even know.
Accounting.
Okay.
Okay.
Today we're talking about working.
Okay.
The reason I thought this was a nice topic was because a lot of people were very drawn to the like stay-at-home mom conversation that we had a couple of weeks ago. We talked about motherhood. We talked about some of the issues that come up when you are home with your kids. Some moms like have to go back to work. Some moms decide to stay and then go back to work. So all this sparked a lot of conversations. A lot of people were asking some really interesting questions. And I thought it would be cool to kind of explore the work life of like a
Are
mom.
There two gangs of moms?
No.
Are there? Like the moms that stay home and they talk poop about the moms that go back to work and
no.
vice versa? There are, right?
No,
like there's
I don't
a
think
thing
because mom
moms
gang.
Are like, they're very like, oh my God, you know Sylvie? Sylvie's going back to work. Yeah, that child's not going to raise himself, but
you
Sylvie's
know,
going back to work.
You know what's really amazing?
And
I
then
heard
the other
this.
Moms, when they go back to work, they're like, oh my God, can you believe Nancy? Nancy's not coming back. Nancy's just going to stay at home at the playground. It's like counting dogs going to get itself done.
The moms that really understand are the ones that help support each other. Yes, there are two different types of like.
So are you the mom whisperer today? You'll sit in the middle.
And I
say,
will.
Hey, stay at home mom.
But I don't. I haven't
what
met
is that?
A stay S-H-M? At home mom. No, S A H M. Stay at home mom.
Oh.
I read this a long time ago, and it made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I think that truly, as you become a mom, you learn to not make those judgments because, guess what? All those judgments are coming back at you. All the things that you say I'm never going
to
do with my kids, they end up happening.
The
you
GBTWs?
End up.
GBTWs. Or the other ones?
What?
GBTWs?
What is a GBTW?
Go back to work.
No.
SAHM. stay-at-home mom.
Let me say what I'm saying.
But to who? Which faction of the war are you talking to?
There's not a war. The works. They are not gangs. They're not against each other. The stay-at-home moms feel very envious of the moms that get to go back to work. And the moms that get to go back to work are very, or have to go back to work, yeah, are very envious of the moms that get to stay home. So there is this like...
grass is greener situation.
Always, always. But I think the sweet spot, it happens when the moms that are home realize the benefits that the working moms give. And then the working moms realize that there are benefits that the stay-at-home moms give to all the children. And I'm generalizing a little bit, but like the stuff that happens during the day while the working moms are busy at work, they happen because of the stay-at-home moms, right? But like all the growth in society happens, all the things, the new things that we are thinking, women's lib, all those other movements that are happening because of those moms that are working. So
everyone's winning.
Everybody's winning. Everybody's growing together and all the moms are needed.
I have a business idea.
Yes.
Don't knock my idea.
I didn't say anything.
You're looking like it's a stupid idea. Let me at least tell my idea before you decide it's stupid.
I didn't
stop. Say you're the one who can't even get dressed without dropping ketchup on your shirt at night and you're laughing at me. Okay, so you take the mom.
Yeah. Which one?
The stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
And you break it down by area of expertise.
Yeah.
Whatever that might be, whatever was studied in school,
like
whether
arts and
it's
crafts
a job,
or music, whatever, or whatever. Okay.
You go to the
work from home mom.
GBTWs.
I mean the working mom.
Yeah, GBTW. Let's call it by the right name. There's
go
GBTQ.
Back to
there's
work.
GBTW.
Okay.
The GBTW moms.
Yeah.
Who may be LGBTQ or not, but I'm just talking about the GBTW.
Okay.
The GBTQ part doesn't matter for this.
Got
okay.
It.
So the GBTWs. You also sort them
okay.
by their area of work.
Like accounting or...
whatever it is. Whatever, art, management. Craft, music, management,
okay.
whatever it is.
Okay.
And then on Wednesdays,
yeah.
we pair them up and they swap. So the SAHM yeah. goes to the GBTW's job.
Yeah.
And the GBTW goes to the SAHM's house
yeah.
and cares for that child.
For like a different child?
Yeah, that, not their child, the SAHM's child.
Okay. You know, I've spoken to so many moms that like went back to work and when they had to stay home with their kids for 2 weeks, they're like, I don't know
that's
how
why I'm saying
you did that.
It's not with their child. It's always easier to care for someone else's child for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Everyone will get a moment of like, if you're interested in volunteering your
below.
Child, please let me know. You can go to some random job. It'll be like when you used to go to the office when you were a child,
yeah.
you get to go as an adult to someone's office and like move their stapler and you won't get much work done.
Yeah.
But at least you'll go for lunch with Susan from accounting and then you'll go home and your child will still be there.
This is a weird experiment.
It would be fun.
For who?
You know how many moms message me?
About what?
Just how good I look.
Oh.
Never mind.
Anyways.
I thought that was in my head.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. That's for another Tuesday or Thursday.
So anyway, today I was thinking we could talk about jobs, like working, not working, and what that really means for people.
You know what it means now? You know what you'll notice?
What?
There's a resurgence of backpacks.
That has
the
to do with working?
The briefcase is on the way out.
Yeah.
And people wear backpacks.
Because I think people are more
ergonomically
focused on,
fit.
They're more focused on like their well-being
like
and they realize
lines?
That the suitcase, I mean, what is it called? Briefcase.
Yeah. Don't have those in your office.
No, we don't.
You have sleeping bags and margarita sacks.
Okay, that's a big difference.
You know
difference.
Another change?
Yeah, tell me.
People don't wear suits.
They don't?
Nope.
That's just at
they
your
don't wear
office.
A tie. No, no, anywhere. Corporate
people
culture. No more suits, no more ties. We wear sneakers, we wear jeans.
Pajamas.
This is your next level. That's only bosses do that.
Us no boss comes
lemmings,
to your office
no.
in a pajama.
I'm saying the owners of their own businesses can do this.
No, I don't
us
do
lemmings
this.
That go to the office, we have
I
to dress up like this.
I don't do this for like every single day.
You
I
could.
Think it's important to set habits and set like good routine things when you're working from home. But I also think that this one of the benefits that I can be in my pajamas when I'm working from home and I'm working for myself.
You know, sometimes I secretly wear shorts.
During
when I'm working
conference
from home, you've
calls?
Seen.
Yeah.
I wear like a shirt and a sweatshirt on or a sweater on top.
I've
and
seen you wear your pajamas
bottom.
And then wear like
a
blazer.
Shirt
on top.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, some of my pajamas are nice too. I just throw a blazer on top. Nobody
exactly.
knows.
Exactly. But one of the things that I've struggled with over the years is I've always wanted to work because I've always wanted to earn a living. I struggled a lot with the fact that I wasn't actually being financially rewarded for the work that I was doing.
But then why didn't you say, hey, I want to take some portion of the money that's coming into our singular account mm-hmm. and withdraw it and redeposit it into the same singular account?
From who though? Who am I withdrawing
from our
it?
Account? We had one account. You would have taken
money from our account amount. And put it back in our account?
No, I don't know where you put it. I don't know where you take your money now. I'm sure your devious ways would have started much sooner if you took it. But my point is, if you find the folly in it,
yeah,
you may find the solace in knowing what you're doing is valuable, right? That action of saying, okay, and I never think of it as, okay, this is my money. Think right. about it as this is the house's money. And now if there's something you're providing yeah. that otherwise, you know, if you need that financial compensation,
yeah,
you could send the kids to daycare
yeah.
and pay $1,000 for the daycare.
Yeah.
Or you can stay at home and not pay that $1,000 a week, right? Yeah. Just say it's $4,000 to send your kids to daycare.
Yeah.
You might make less than that yep. in certain
a
professions.
Lot of, yeah. A lot of families decide that the one spouse right. is going to stay home because it's too expensive.
So
they can't actually
point.
Do it.
So if that is a feeling of like, hey, the reason I'm doing this is because we can't afford to do the alternative.
Yeah.
And you still as... And again, we're generalizing because yeah. I think in the majority of circumstances, it is the mom who is choosing to stay at home, but it could be
a dad
anything.
Or,
and more yeah. seriously, like in a same-sex relationship, it'll be one of the two,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But the point ultimately that I'm making is if it takes that sort of a more extreme step to get rid of that feeling, because that's yeah. not a nice feeling. I remember now, because you've opened up about it now, but after the fact,
yeah.
if I knew
but
then...
But I didn't know, even then I didn't know how much it was important
right.
to me.
That's why we're
processing
doing this.
Processing this
to help
feeling.
People.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Processing that feeling took me time. And then processing it and saying, well, I actually want to be compensated for it. Sometimes it's not a physical compensation.
I know.
Sometimes it's
I
having
see
those
the checks
conversations.
We get. There's absolutely no connection to the amount of money coming in versus how you feel.
Sometimes it's having the conversation with yeah. your significant other and just having that acknowledgement that your contribution, whether you feel like you're quote unquote working or not, you are contributing.
I
and
do
work
think you'd
looks
have spent
different
more.
At different points in yeah. your life. I think that I was doing very important work for our family.
You were.
But now I'm doing a different kind of work.
Yeah, not important at all. I mean, way more financially rewarding.
But it's
I'm
important.
Kidding. It is important. You talk about this sometimes yeah. where you still have this like guilt where you say, oh my God, I'm traveling. I'm going here. I'm doing that.
Yeah.
And I sort of see that as an amazing thing for
yeah.
both our kids. And we're lucky we have one boy, one girl. They both see like their parents are doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
And the idea of you being at home
yeah.
might be more appealing to you to say, hey, I'm not going to miss my child coming home from school
or
I'm not going to be away and I don't need to have someone else come in, you know, stay the night because we have a one day event somewhere or whatever.
Yeah.
But I absolutely want both of our kids in these formative years seeing their mother out doing what she's doing because
100%.
They will both feel the pride that
yeah.
I know they feel. For our son, I think it's important to see the balance mm-hmm. in terms of who does what and where.
Mm-hmm.
And for a daughter, I think it's important. We still live in a, it's better, I
yeah.
think,
better
than it
now,
was when I started. But
for her to see him,
it's nice
a
for her to see you
empowered.
Go and do what you do.
Yeah, I do agree. But
what is
I
this,
think
a pep talk
also...
for you? What kind of
no,
a conversation you've turned
I'm
this
not.
Into?
I'm not. You're the
you
one
You come in your pajamas, soaked in blood, and then now all of a sudden we're hyping you up for the world. Shame on you. You're always turning this on me.
I
get all
nothing.
Dressed up, you come in the pajamas, oh, you're the best, you're the best. I can't even get a job at this fake company.
I want to tell you, though, that I think that women feel these things a lot more than men do. So that's why I wanted to talk about it. Like, so whatever stage of work you're in, whatever work you're doing for your life, for your family, like, that's hard work. That's good work.
I think there needs to be an action item.
Okay, what is it?
You're very good with the, okay, yes, this is great. Let's talk about it.
Give me the action item. I don't think that the answer is going to be, you should take money from this account.
That's why I'm here. I'll give you an action item. Lady or gentleman at home with your dirty spouse going to all the office things and coming home and telling you about how, you know,
Susan from accounting
Ted in accounting was so funny today. You know what Ted said? Shut up. I don't know what Ted said, but your kid puked on me 3 times. Wash your hands, you. Don't say that. Just say, you know what? Yeah, here's an invoice for this month's services. And you put all the things you did and charge. Be reasonable. You're in a relationship with this person. Give a discount. And say, here, this is what it costs to get all of these things done.
Yep.
I would like for our home account, because we're a couple.
Yes.
Please transfer it to my account.
Right.
And
but then
see
you
what
want
happens.
Them to split accounts?
I want them to take money out of the account,
one account,
and hand it, and you could do what you want. You could eat it. You could put it back. You could buy stuff for your family. You could do what you want.
Okay.
But that simple act of putting in writing all that you do will help you feel better, and it will entice a conversation with your partner, who will also appreciate what you're doing.
Okay, but the point of having this conversation actually is it came from a very specific insecurity or fear that I had.
We've solved it.
And I think that a lot of women or people, whoever stays home and is not earning a salary for being at home.
Yeah.
There is a lot of insecurity or like identity crisis that happens when you are not being financially rewarded for your efforts.
We said this already. We already paid them for it. What more you want? Why are you saying it over and over again? You're taking so much money now.
You have to come down to what the issue is.
You said you feel bad because you're not getting paid. I said go charge your partner for payment. Now you're saying again you're still feeling bad. Why are you still feeling? You already got paid. You invoiced. You got paid. Net
okay,
30 days.
Now fast forward.
Yeah, move. Next. Fast
forward
next story.
Many years.
Yeah.
I am working.
This is why they're listening in 1.5. Telling the same story 3 times. Even if they miss
working,
it.
I'm working. I'm earning.
Yeah.
I did have a boost of confidence.
Yeah.
Like,
but
it
now you're
make
feeling
a
guilty.
Difference. No.
You're not?
So anyways, I am also shocked at the way that all of this transpired. I went back to work. I started earning my own money.
Yeah.
And now I don't care
about the money.
I don't care about being financially rewarded. Like, sometimes I just don't want to work and I want to be a stay-at-home mom again.
And you do that.
Yeah,
like
today,
today
I did that.
I know. I noticed when I came home, no emails were sent. And while some point ago in my life that might have been frustrating, now I am absolutely proud of you for saying, you know what?
I did that.
Factory is closed today. We will make no widgets.
It's been a long couple of weeks. You can do that sometimes. Saturday comes around.
Yeah.
You don't have to work. You don't work.
Depends.
You don't do. If you don't want to,
you
don't.
How many people from my job listen to this podcast? You think all 17 of those people are your people? 2 are mine. Be careful what you're about to say. Go back and tell how much I work on the weekend.
You work a lot.
Yeah,
all weekend,
all
weekend,
every
weekend.
Every day,
never
all
takes
the time.
A break. You're
never,
always
thank
at work.
You. Next topic.
Even night.
Okay, more seriously.
Yes.
Yes, today.
Yes.
And this is actually a good point.
What?
A lot of our listeners are younger than I am.
Yeah.
Younger than you are.
Yeah.
Not younger than you are, sorry. Younger,
not younger than,
I am. Yeah.
I'm
and
like 12.
No.
No.
No, that's illegal.
Okay, I'm like 20. Five.
Keep going. Fine. That's fine. They'll believe that. Especially how I'm dressed today. They'd be like, he can get anybody. These rust pants. This is fire. So when you are working really hard.
Yeah.
And it feels like a struggle at times.
Yeah.
Because you are, there's, you know, things you want to be doing and you're in a career and you're pressing really hard.
And that usually
that.
Is like at the beginning of your career, right? When you're like trying to make waves.
When you start. You start, you're learning. I think those years are well spent grinding.
Yeah.
And I might get heat for this, but I will say it. If you like what you are doing, And even if you don't like what you were doing, but you think it's a career you're going to continue to pursue.
Yeah.
Those hours you are putting in, you need to realize you're not putting those hours in for your employer. You're putting those hours in for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is you've spent all these years in school and in college and in some master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
You finally landed the job.
Mm-hmm.
That experience over the next 3, 4, 5 years, those are really formative years. And if you don't put that time in, you are robbing yourself of that experience.
And you're spending this time now cultivating like good habits, good work ethic, good like values.
Some
and
of
a
that
good reputation.
Reputation for sure. Some of that, yes, because I don't think these are habits you'll have to carry with you through your career. But all I mean is it's just repetition. You're learning.
Yeah.
You are making yourself a better whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah.
And it's not that company. Do it for you.
Yeah.
Because in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, you want to go do something else.
Yeah.
You will take that experience with you. You're not going to leave it at the company.
Right.
So people don't understand that. Like, you're not tricking anyone by working less in those years.
Yeah.
You're just hurting your own self.
Yeah.
And if you continue to pursue,
yeah,
and if you have a couple of breaks that go your way, in many professions, you can end up in a situation that I find myself in, where there are very capable people who are now working on your team.
Yeah.
You used to be helpful on someone else's team. And why did you put in those hours? You put in those hours because you were learning. That person who gave you that training was possibly putting in less hours, and they maybe weren't logging on the Saturday, or they weren't getting involved on the Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to get involved in those scenarios now. I do when I need to.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, there's somebody on my team that's able to handle those things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I earned with those years.
Yeah.
So if I could turn back, and there were many times where we had dinner reservations or whatnot, and I had
them.
To cancel.
Or remember that trip we took? We had like a...
Oh my God, right? Took the 2-hour phone call from the
pool. It was... So, okay, I'm just sidebar. This
yeah,
is a crazy
tell this
story.
Is a great story.
We actually took a vacation. We were married 3 years maybe.
Yeah, this was in Thailand.
We were in Thailand. We went to Thailand. We had this amazing villa.
Mm-hmm. I got to use it. Silver lining.
We had this incredible villa. We rented this space with some friends, and each one of us had our own villa. And outside our villa, there was this little pool, and it was a private pool. And
yeah,
there was a little cabana on the side, and you had your own private little massage cabana if you wanted it. And we were spending the day out walking around the town with our friends, and you actually said to me as we were leaving, oh, shoot, I have this thing that's blowing up and I can't go.
Yeah.
You got to go with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to stay in the room.
Yeah.
The rest of the afternoon. And you were on a call for about 2.5 hours.
No, 4 hours.
Okay, 4 hours.
I remember.
And you took it from in the pool.
No, so I took the call and this was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And
I was
so sad. We had gone to Thailand from Japan.
Yeah.
We were living in Japan.
Yeah.
Story for another day.
Yes.
And we went to Thailand.
Yeah.
And this one little thing was nagging. And it was like, if this thing takes off, I'll have to get on a phone call. But I was still relatively junior, so I thought they would let me be.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
No.
So I got on the call. And I'm sitting on this call. And I'm on my phone. And I'm saying, I'm not saying anything. There's no video. This is just audio.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I sitting here in the room? The pool is so nice. Let me go sit in the pool.
Yeah.
So there's a float. So I got in the float and I had the cell phone and I was listening to the call.
And I came
pool.
Back.
No,
this, you were wait. In the pool.
So I was listening, but the cell phones back then had a battery of like 1 hour.
Yeah.
But you could swap the battery.
Yeah.
So I would sit in the pool, the other battery is charging.
Yeah.
And then I would essentially go in the room
swap
and hang up quickly,
yeah,
as if I lost connection, and put the new battery and log back on.
Yeah.
Then I went back in the pool.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say this now.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell asleep in the pool.
No.
Yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah. Like hour
call?
2 to 3, I think I slept for half an hour. I had no idea what was going on.
This is You're not still working at that company, just for the record.
I've been a decade since I've worked there, so I felt okay. I fell asleep in the pool.
My God.
And I woke up again. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? picked up the phone. It was beeping. So I went, I changed the battery again, I went back in the pool. Then finally, in like hour three, I had my 10 minutes to talk.
Yeah. And I came back and you were still on your call. You were pool, still sitting in the
just
pool.
Just floating around.
At least you had a good day. You had a better day than if you were stuck in the room.
I'm pretty sure back then I didn't think I had a good day.
Yeah.
But now I'm pretty happy to say there was a pool there.
Yeah.
You can choose. You can choose all the time if you want to say I'm stuck in the room or I'm glad this room has a pool because I need to be here for a few hours.
Yeah.
Choose.
Yeah.
It's not going to change the outcome.
Yes.
Might as well enjoy it.
And that's a privilege to say that I was in a room with a pool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think there's so much that I kind of like wish I knew when I started my career.
But that's the whole point. The point is you get perspective and then you realize, oh, this could have been worse or this could be easier now or this is a question of perspective or this is a question of just changing one small thing in the way that you're seeing this situation.
That's why we're doing this. Mm-hmm. You spoke to the moms. I'm going to tell those who are both the moms and the dads and the not yet in a relationship but just launching your professional journey, it's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you will feel, particularly when you've done really well in education, then you go into companies, they sort of have the view that you are a self-starter and you mm-hmm. will be able to find your way. And not everyone trains very well. And you will figure it out. Like you will absolutely figure it out. Reach out to people for support. I was scared to reach out to more senior people.
Because it's daunting.
But I get those messages now and I'm so quick to respond. I have no issue giving of that time.
Yeah.
So don't hesitate. Like, just absolutely don't hesitate. If you meet people and they're saying to you, hey, if you have any questions, reach out.
Yeah.
Take advantage of those offers.
Yeah.
And you will find there's a lot more pleasure in what you're doing.
Absolutely.
The minute you de-stress this stuff, most of the stress is in your head.
I think the scary part is the unknown. The scary part is not really knowing what's coming.
You'll always not know. I still don't know what's coming.
Yes, but you're much more, you've seen so many more outcomes.
But just listen, take my word for it is my point.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know. Mm-hmm. That feeling's never going away.
Okay.
You just get more comfortable
with it. Yeah, I agree with you. Remember when I actually started going back to work?
I don't know what that means. You haven't left the house ever. So when you say going back to work, what is it?
When you
come to the pajama, like where? I go to the room sometimes, you're on the laptop. I have no idea if you're watching fairy movies or if you're working.
It's no fairy movies.
What is this when you say back to work?
Like, I was home for many years.
You're still home for more years. The kids are still here. What has happened? You create these dichotomies that I can't even understand. So you have to explain.
You're just being facetious now.
That's not even what that word means. Yes. Stop using that word. You don't know what it means. You always use that word. You have no idea what it means. Can't spell it. Don't know what it means. You just say, you're being facetious. It's your favorite thing. You don't know how to say facetious.
Listen.
Okay.
When you are going to work as a newbie, like when you are starting your career.
First day.
You don't know any of the outcomes. You don't know how to respond to things. You don't know what the culture is. You don't know what to expect from people. You don't know what people expect from you.
Yeah.
So it's daunting.
Yes.
There's another moment in time where it's really, really daunting. Going to work after being home with kids for many years is also extremely daunting.
Understood.
That's what I meant. Was that a little clearer?
Yeah, yeah. You've never experienced that.
Yes, I have.
It's your own boss. Who are you afraid of? You just shout at yourself? Who are you daunted of? That's not even a word. See, I snuck it in. You can't say daunted.
Situation.
But who?
Like in the beginning?
Just close the laptop. No. Say, I'm done with work.
In the beginning?
Yeah.
I didn't know how to do an interview. Do you remember when we first started doing interviews? When I first started like my first few interviews? You would sit across from me and like...
Don't tell them this part. I was your emotional support chat bot.
Yeah, you would like furiously type at me if I was like needed to perk up or needed
it's like,
to...
like, why are you talking about... This is, I'll give you guys a secret. If she is absolutely hating an interview and has no idea what's going on, and she wants to get the hell out of there, she's going to try to sound very educated. And she's going to say, how can I put this? And she'll do her airy voice and she'll stretch out the words.
So lame.
And I see that, I'm like, Wow, you just want to shoot that person.
It's not
like
true.
I want to just.
I don't. That's do when that
I start.
Anymore.
That's why I start in the back. I just start going. And she's like, "Oh, my AOL isn't working," and then she just closes the interview. When she's having fun, like pajama lady here, she's laughing, she's bubbly, she's herself. The first
That's
time
so
she did that,
true.
Well, I don't blame you. I would have done the same thing. Your first interview was like CNBC Moneyline, some squawk box show about
the
financial
state. Why the heck
did they want me there? Oh, Sheena Mawani, if TikTok is banned, how will that impact your earning potential?
Like, but that's like really daunting.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking I'll invoice
my husband.
That's
not true. I did a great interview.
You did. We prepped for that.
Yes.
Solid for 6-7 hours.
Thank you for that. I don't know if I ever told you thank you
no,
for that.
No, you don't. But I don't need to hear thank yous. Words of affirmation are for you. I just need boochies.
Okay.
Tell them how good I've been doing, bloody.
He sends me messages now saying, like, you are doing a great job.
Yeah, nice. Way to wash that stain out of your pajama before we filmed. Well played. What else do you have? What other nuggets do you have in all your years of working for yourself?
That's what I got.
Start your own company.
It's hard to work for yourself.
It's harder to work for other people.
Is it? It's hard to self-motivate.
Who works for who here?
We work for each other.
But mostly.
No, I think we do a very good job because you have a different skill set and I have a different skill set.
What is your skill set?
When we first started, sometimes I really did feel like I was working for you.
But you kind of were. And now
yeah,
I feel like it shifted.
You knew a lot more and you were much more confident in your approach with clients or with, like, when we were working on deals. You had a better sense of what people needed to hear.
Because what you've done in 2 years is what people have to do in 5.
Yeah.
And what you've done in 4 years is what people try to do in 10.
Yeah.
But you've had a great teacher.
Yes.
So it's normal
Thank you. You've
accomplished all of this.
Teacher.
That's how it's happened. So if you want to sign up for my course, please visit. Sucker! There's no course. You thought there was a course, sucker!
No, I think we make a really, really good partnership. Like, I sometimes feel like I really do need to go to you because you are the authority on whatever it is that we're talking about. And sometimes...
And I've stopped sharing my opinion on many things because
it's
perfectly fine. There are different ways to do things and it's impossible to cover all of the angles. So what I try to do is mostly share tips on how to avoid things that you don't want to fall...
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to ideation and style and execution, I don't think I've even known the last few interviews. You did one just last week.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what that was about. I didn't see any questions. I didn't ask. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, your business is only 3-4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It has to weave and curve and it has to figure out its own things. And I'm not going to do that. That's your business. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
What else do you have on your notes? Part of your business was to have notes for these podcasts.
Oh, that's it. We got through all my notes.
We did?
Yeah.
You had one bullet for each year in business?
Yeah.
4 bullets, we're done?
I'm very efficient.
Perfect. I have some amazing news, by the way.
Tell me.
No, I'm not kidding.
Okay,
I'm serious.
What's the news?
I went to the gym today.
Congratulations.
Right? Stop being like this. I'm trying to get some good news. You're saying it in a very facetious way.
Okay.
You don't know what that means. I'll explain later. The...
I went now.
No, that comment.
Okay.
If someone has a contact in Merriam-Webster, we would love your sponsorship. We do a whole episode on this few words Sheena calls me without knowing what they mean.
Anywho, I know what facetious.
Spell it. See? I knew it.
S-H-I-T.
Okay. Listen.
Yes.
Stop breaking my vibe. I was at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to go. It's been like over a month now,
mm-hmm.
maybe 2 months. I've been going once a week and I've been riding the Peloton a couple of times a week when I can.
Mm-hmm.
And today we did a stretch.
Yeah.
Like just to warm up where you put your hand out and you kick your leg up.
Okay.
And I didn't feel the sciatic pain in my back when I did the kick.
That's awesome.
So I was like, wait.
It's working.
I normally stop. I don't kick as far because I feel that pain. But I didn't feel it today.
That's wonderful.
And that was the first time. When was the last time you saw me take Advil because of my back?
It's been a long time.
I stopped. Like, I just don't take it for that.
That's good.
I am definitely heading in the right direction. I am more motivated. I am more focused, I think, on the right things. Mm-hmm. And the little stuff just doesn't impact me as much. Mm. So that's part of what the message is on the working episode. So for me, particularly when I'm working with younger folks and I see them stressing out about certain things, they don't have to worry about sciatica. Like, they're in great shape. They don't have to worry about these things. I try to give them perspective, which I wish I had. And honestly, for a lot of people who are entering the workforce in certain professions, their parents, their aunts, uncles, they may be the first generation college like I was. There's no one to ask. No one's been down that path. So if you're one of them listening, you not only earned your spot, but you probably busted your butt even more to get that spot because there was nobody helping you along the way.
So enjoy it.
And you're very capable. And whatever somebody else looks like they're doing seamlessly, they're freaked out also in the evening.
That's the thing, is everybody's freaking out.
This is your favorite thing, your imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you're smart people. You got where you are because of effort.
Yeah.
You can't question that now.
Yeah.
If you got there, you deserve to be there.
Absolutely.
The people you're working with are smart. You didn't fool them. You just have to see in yourself what they see in you. Yeah.
And the other thing is, if you see that somebody is like super put together and they have all their work done and they have this and like they just have their stuff together.
Yeah.
They've been at it a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they have help.
And they have rust-colored pants.
They have rust-colored
pants. Look at these pants.
Are we done here? Good. I think we're good.
You'd never say we're done. You're supposed to sing.
But she works hard for money. So hard for money. She works hard for the money. So you better treat her right.
You know what they're singing about?
She works hard for her money.
Yeah, but what is her job? Do you know in that song?
No.
Sucker!
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.